The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 397. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Adam Vale.
How you doing? How you doing?
All right, back with another one. Manny, do you like how I elongated your name? That's because I was like, oh, wait, I still got to, you know, unmute the audio there. You know? But yeah, Manny, you're back with us on the normal Throwdown show.
Yes, I am back after my little journey out to Chicago.
Yes. By the way, people, Brettles join us whenever, and Chris and Brian are indisposed.
It's something funny, just linked to with Manny and Lopez. That song, the Ninja Turtle song that has a classic, '80s rock sound. Remember that one track? The name of the group is called it's called The Lopez.
It is?
That's the name of the group. It's called The Lopez.
Interesting.
Is it from the new game or the old?
The new game.
I thought you were talking about the old one from the arcade.
No.
You know?
No. The one that there was that classic track that we're like, oh, this is a good track.
The fake 80s song.
Surf's up. Those dudes. Yeah, it's called because I looked them up on Spotify. I was like, oh, what's it? Is this a real? It's a real band. And it's a Lopez, but with an S, not with the Z.
Lopes.
Lopes.
Lopes. You sure they're the Lopez or the Lopes?
No, L-O-P-E-Z. That's how they say it what's that fucking place in Spain?
Well, the guy who does the music, his name is T. Lopes, which is Lopez. He's the writer of the music for, you know, Streets of Rage is actually named Lopez.
Oh, then okay. That's the same dude.
T. Lopes.
T. Lopes, yeah. So Manny, tell us, how was your adventures over in Chi-Town? Your return to Chi-Town.
The beginning of it was sort of a clusterfuck because obviously these days, the airlines are all sort of screwy. So I was flying American, and the day before when I was setting up my ride to go out to the airport in Philly, they canceled my flight the day before. So then eventually I get an information like, okay, we rescheduled you, but now you have you're going to be flying to Kansas City, which is Brett's town, you know, Brett's world. But I'm going to be hanging out there for 5 hours. I had a 5-hour layover in Kansas City, so I had to hang out in the airport to wait.
What
for
times?
The next... Oh, I left in the morning, so it was like I landed at 1, and then I was flying at like 5 o'clock that time. So yeah, I was there the whole day.
I was thinking like, I'm like, man, if it got delayed like late night, then it's like you have to you're all sleeping there's and
a,
stuff.
There is just a lot of stuff going on with the flights. You know, I think a lot of the airlines are all understaffed and there's a lot of stuff. But I noticed something interesting about at least what the way they handle these things, because I noticed while hanging out at the airport, there was a lot of people that were stranded over there. And apparently, so whenever, the staff of a plane has to, when they're understaffed or they're over overtime, they usually have to cancel the flight and then, you know, reschedule it for the next day. Usually when that happens is that they give all the passengers a hotel room, right? You know, because it's something because they went over time because of delays or all that. But for some reason, every single time this sort of stuff happened, they all call it a weather delay. And weather delays are considered an act of God. You can't actually fully predict it, right? But if you look at the flight path, because all the flight paths for every single plane is public information, right? You can go look up your flight. And if you look at your flight path, you can see that there's it's totally clear. So what's the deal? The deal is they're trying to pull a fast one and they don't want to pay for hotels for a bunch of flights that needed to get canceled because of understaffing or overworked staff. So, yeah, that's what was going on. And that actually happened to me on the way back. But anyway, so C2E2, really good stuff. I got to stay with Dave Wheeler, who runs another YouTube channel. Really cool guy. He actually interviewed me because he has like a Ninja Turtles podcast. Really cool guy. He's into like toys and all kinds of other nerdy stuff. He's actually been doing C2E2 for about as long as I have. I might have seen him, never met him actually, there. But, you know, we got the room together and a bunch of his buddies from Minnesota. So it was their first time at C2E2. So sort of just show them around and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, just did the usual thing. Sold my prints, said hello to the fans, said hello to the people that still remember me from the last time. And also at the same time, I'm not sure if I said this before, maybe I did, but I have a small deal with the voice actor, Cam Clark. Cam Clark is the voice of Leonardo, Kaneda from the original translation of Akira, and he's also the voice of Liquid Snake. And he, years ago, I contacted him, and in fact, I contacted him at a convention, I think 2016, and that's also when I did a giveaway on the show, but I gave him one of my prints, and I was like, hey, look, like, you know, if you want to use my artwork for your signings, yeah, you know, here it is, and you know, just contact me and let me know. Cut to 2021, and he's like, "Hey, man, I had this laying around, and I really want to use it." So we did the little deal, and you know, nothing too fancy. You know, just said, "Hey, you can."
What use of Michelangelo?
No, of Liquid Snake.
Oh. Okay.
It's like a propaganda poster. We gave it away years ago on Throwdown. In fact, I got one signed off, and we did like a, I think the wheel of
yeah. Yeah, the wheel of morality.
The Throwdown wheel, and we gave it away to somebody. I can't exactly remember who got it, but that was
nuts.
But yeah, but we did it back then. But yeah, he eventually contacted me. So he currently offers my Liquid Snake print as one of the bits of content that he signs at conventions and at this thing called Streamly. Streamly is like sort of like you can hang out, you know, it's like a stream, just like what we do here, except, you know, they answer questions and they'll sign the, you know, thing in front of you and then they'll just send it to you. Anyway, he had it at the show, and I contacted him earlier. I was like, hey, you know, Cam, I'm, you know, prepping for the show. I want to make sure that I'm not stepping on your toes if I decide to make the Liquid Snake print there. But he didn't contact me, whatever. But we met up at the show. I got a little photo with him because he actually found out that I was there, and he's like, hey, yeah, you know, your prints are doing well, and you know, it's nice to, you know, nice to talk to you for a little bit longer, all that good stuff. And there you go. That was my little thing there. And yeah, got to meet a lot of really cool folks. I didn't get to walk around very much, but one thing about the shows, I feel like a lot of the shows are sort of semi-empty. Like a lot of the bigger booths didn't seem to have weren't there. There was only a few, like they had a really big Bandai booth with a giant pirate ship for One Piece and some, you know, other like Dragon Ball Z stuff, but that was the biggest thing they had there. All the rest of that behind that wasn't a lot of things there. So my guess is that I think companies are still sort of reluctant to do a lot of comic book shows. And then the other thing is, like, you know, Comic-Con actually didn't happen not long before C2E2. So maybe only a few weeks. So yeah. Good stuff. It was good to be out in Chicago in a different time of year, because I have always only done C2E2 during the early spring. So that's like almost winter when I usually do it. So this one is like the dead of summer. So it's hot as hell out there.
No, that's cool. Though, you know, going back to it, all that. Go ahead, Carlos.
You get any deep dish pizza or anything?
Yes, I did. We did delivery though because it was we didn't feel like walking all the way out. You know, at the show, even though you're sitting at a table, sometimes you just don't feel like doing the whole deal. And then especially when you come out of a nicely air conditioned convention center and hotel, and you literally walk on, you're like, So we mostly did hotel stuff, didn't do too much like official eating out stuff, which I'm totally fine with. Sometimes you just don't want to do the whole rigmarole.
Yeah. Man, I need to go back to Chicago, man. I haven't been there in a long ass time now. Almost 10 years.
Chicago's a cool city. It's funny, that convention center, as I remember, was built, and McCormick Place was built on the projects. Like, they literally knocked down the projects to build this convention center.
Oh, like Lincoln Center in New York?
Yeah, kind of like that sort of idea where they literally knocked down a bunch of like public housing. In fact, I think...
Central Park was also projects.
No, Central Park was a... There was a town there. There was a whole, like...
Pretty much before Harlem was Harlem, it was a black community there.
They literally pulled eminent domain on them and said, "Hey, we're making this into a park. Get out." Which is fucked up.
And that was the little Puerto Rico, which is where Lincoln Center is. Same shit. That's why we had West Side Story. That whole thing. You can see it in the original. You can see in the background like the rubble and shit.
Yeah. So the McCormick Place, as I remember, is where Candyman was originally filmed. Like those nasty projects that they filmed Candyman in. Is that connected to
Netflix Candyman? Like, is that the same story? Or is it a different story?
Candyman is the one by Jordan Peele. That one.
Is that, I don't, I just hear people talking about, oh yeah, Candyman is great, the Netflix one. So is that the same one based off the comic, which is based off the movie's based off the comic?
There was never a Candyman comic. It was only ever a movie by Clive Barker.
No, I keep hearing all these people saying they read the comic.
They're fucking idiots.
Sandman, not Candyman. That's a totally different thing. Candyman is the dude with the hook on his hand with the bees
Sandman.
Yeah, it's the Neil Gaiman book.
Are they all connected? Like that old school movie and
yeah, apparently the Candyman movie is connected. The new Candyman movie is connected to the old one.
Okay.
Anyway, good stuff. I'm back in the not back in the New York groove, I guess. I can say that.
Well, you know, it's good to have you back regardless, you know.
Good stuff.
Always good stuff, you know.
Also got a platinum in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I finally did it. I'm gonna say some behind the scenes stuff. Like I guess because when you came back you were kinda catching up with a bunch of gaming stuff and like every other story you posted, like, we talked about that on the last show.
I'm like, man, the funny thing about it is that all those articles that I found were all done on like Monday. Those articles were like Monday articles. So I was like, fuck, all right.
One thing that was kinda fun, even though you were away, like, you know, in the text chat, it was like business as usual. You know, that's always pretty fun. By the way, something kind of fun, so Jay Shep, he goes, yo, at least once in my life I'm going to save up my change and actually meet Manny. Seems like a really interesting good dude.
Oh, thank you. Where you at, Jay Shep?
Yeah, so I told him, I'm like, hey, come to New York, we can meet me and Manny. So he says, I won't lie, that would be dope. Never been to New York. I'm from down south. I get starstruck whenever I meet people with deep New York accent. You don't gotta be starstruck with us. We're just regular motherfuckers, man.
I don't think we have that heavy of an accent.
Yeah, you do. I get it all the time.
Well, Manny doesn't, but I do. You know, I'm the one with the thickest fucking New York accent here.
I would say me and Chris are in the same sort of like.
Chris is a little bit more. Yeah, here's how I determine it. You guys correct me. Yeah. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. I think I'm the number one when it comes to the accent. And I think it's because I have just a concentrated Queens accent, right? Adam's under me, and that's because he kind of has a mix of all the accents. It's thicker in some places. Then after that, it's Chris, and then you.
Yeah.
I think that's how it is. Yeah, well, not,
and then
get out of here.
And then Carlos says,
Brett has more of a fucking accent, New York accent, than you do, Carlos.
Yo, man. I claim Brooklyn.
You know Brooklyn? You know, that's true, though, because some people from Brooklyn aren't even from Brooklyn. They're from fucking...
They're from somewhere else.
You know? That's your... Yo, you trying to say I'm funny?
I'm funny?
Yeah, he says that the accent reminds him of his favorite Bob movies. What you trying to say? You know, you know who we should bring? Hip Hop Gamer, you know? Speaking about Hip Hop Gamer, maybe something's going to happen. Episode 400, we'll see what happens. But yeah, you want to talk about New York? That guy's New York, you know?
Hip Hop has got the accents.
Yeah, can't help it, man. Can't help it. And Manny, you're right. Like, when I'm at work, it comes out even more just because I'm surrounded by all these fucking New Yorkers, you know? But there was that one lady. She's like, what? Well, your accent, where's it from? I'm like, I'm from Queens. What are you talking about? I'm thinking she's from out of state or something. She goes, I'm from Long Island. I'm like, okay.
That's not even New York.
One of the other coworkers like, oh, yeah, she's from Long Island. That don't count.
That don't count because Queens is connected to Long Island.
Kind of, right there, you know.
They share land. But I think the craziest accent, and I don't know any. We know people from there, but I don't. They don't have the accent. It's Boston.
Oh, Boston!
When you talk to someone that has a heavy Boston accent, get to the car.
Where'd you park the car?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we are rich.
In Boston,
doesn't sound like that. And Ricky doesn't sound like that.
Yo, shout out to Brett. By the way, he slid in here. You know.
Yep.
Many
people. Oh, by the way, hold on, whoa. Brett, how are you doing, sir?
I'm not dead.
That's good, Manny. You already know Brett got the Rona. You know.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I was actually texting him while I was in his town.
Good stuff. Yeah, Manny was like 45 minutes away, and I was just sitting here with the Rona.
I was like, damn. I'm like, damn. This airport is old. It looks like it was made in the 60s. It's all brutalist and shit.
We got a Gotham airport.
Pretty much.
I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. No, so Adam, when I went to Boston for the first time, I was like, these motherfuckers actually talk like that.
Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah. And it's all the ones I've ever met don't have that accent. I want to meet one. So,
man, no, you're right, because like Torrance, we've had on the show many times. Yeah, maybe some
like,
more.
Rich doesn't sound like that.
But
born and raised.
And you hear it a little bit when he gets really mad. You know,
but Torrance lived in San Diego for like a long time, so
I think that diffused it. You know,
Yo Manny, speaking of, did you run across people with the Chicago accent?
No, I didn't.
Chicago,
because the thing about it is that when you're at a convention, you don't get the Chicago, like full on Chicago experience. It's mostly just people out of town you're dealing with.
Oh yeah, okay.
So you didn't, I've stayed there before, I've run into the people with the heavy Chicago accent, and my friend from Boston doesn't have. She grew up in Boston, but she grew up outside of Boston. You know, like I can't remember what, you know, a little outside of it. So she doesn't have the accent, but I did run into people. You know, whenever you run to public transportation and stuff like that, usually it's people from the city driving. Yeah. Yeah, they have that accent, and it almost sounds fake.
Yeah, it really does almost sound
fake. It almost sounds fake.
I feel like every New York train conductor has the heaviest accent. Next stop, you know, Roy Lafayette. It's like from a movie. It's like, who's on the mic here?
Who's on the mic?
Let go of the fucking doors.
In New York, especially in Midtown Manhattan, when you're there, it's like a whole bunch of tourists. But you know, the New Yorkers are the construction workers, all from New York.
Yep.
Because they all have the accent.
Yeah. But J Shep goes in New York and New Jersey, dude's just different, bro. Tell us the funny stories. Fuck New Jersey, man.
Jersey. And I hate when people are like, oh, forget about it. That's a Jersey thing. That's not a New York thing.
Well, forget about it.
Yeah, that's not a New York thing. That's a Jersey.
Yeah, well, you know, they could kiss our ass.
There's different Jerseys. There's like North Jersey that's like New York's little weird cousin? No,
they're all bullshit. They're all bullshit.
Yeah.
All bullshit. I think I told you that story with the Wheel of Fortune. Did I ever tell you that?
Oh, Wheel of Fortune? Hey, J-Shep, New York Stories. Let's go.
Right, here we go. It's Wheel of Fortune. It's on YouTube. You can find this one. But so it was a Pat Sajak. That's the host. And, you know, he does this little intro for each person. Oh, where you're from. This and that. So talks to one lady, and I forgot what she did. But she was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm from New York. And he's like, oh, it says here you're from Jersey. He's like, oh, well, you know, the metropolitan area. And he's like, but where? Okay, well, Newark. Well, yeah, well, that's Jersey. That's not New York. Like, I mean, well, you know, metropolitan. It's like, no, it's like they refuse to admit that they live in another state. Because
it's embarrassing being from New Jersey. That's why.
Metropolitan bullshit. If it says New York, Newark is in Jersey.
That is Jersey.
Yeah. Cut the bullshit.
If I was from Jersey, I'd tell motherfuckers I'm from New York. I don't want to admit that, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard that exact same thing with Jersey people, but about Philly.
Oh, really?
Like they say they're from Philly.
Wow. But they're from in my area.
I usually say Philly because it's the, you know, like I live in Philly or Pennsylvania because it's the closest place to some closest area that people have heard about. Like a lot of times what'll happen if I mention the town that I live in, they'll be like, "Where's that?" It's like, "Yeah, because it's not anything anybody knows." So you pick the closest. I mean, I live about 40 minutes out of Philly, so I'll just say Philly.
Yeah. No, you're right. I have to say, if I tell people I'm from Flushing, Queens, they won't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I just say New York. You know, that's enough. By the way, Jay Shep, you'll like this story too, right? This was fucking like almost 10 years ago, right? So Brett was coming over with Rachel, right? They had never been to Jersey ever. Am I correct, Brett?
No, I've been to Jersey before.
Okay, but I remember. I think which one of you hadn't been through Jersey? Yeah, which one of you hadn't been through it? Because I think it was Rachel. She was like, "What's up with that Jersey smell?"
Like, oh yeah,
yeah. Like I'm like, this isn't New Yorkers making this up. People from other states smell it too. You know.
Well, the thing about it is that part of Jersey, the one that faces New York, that's the area where all the factories and refineries are.
Yeah, all the factories. That's where all the.
If you get further out to like the area that like you know the further parts of outskirts of Jersey, they don't look like the you know the final egg zone from a fucking Sonic, you know.
You know, or Escape from New York. You know
exactly.
Fucking dilapidated apocalypse.
Well, New York used to look like that.
It used to, yeah.
The Bronx still looks like that.
The Bronx still looks like that.
Yeah, the Bronx. I mean, come on. Why do you think they used it in the Joker? Because it literally looks like it's the 1970s or 80s over there.
Yeah, they didn't need to touch it up.
They didn't need to touch this shit up.
Remember the dude from the Guardian Angels when he would do a tour of like the worst areas? Yeah, he'd do these tours, right, for tourists, the worst areas in New York, and he would just take them to the Bronx. And they would just drive around the Bronx.
You know, when I was going back to to New York, you know, to handle stuff with my mom, I actually did see Curtis Sliwa walking around.
Oh, wow.
Like, what? Just, like, because you get off at, that because, like, you know, coming up, you get off at Penn Station, and I would always see that dude there. I'm like, what does he have, like an office here? I don't. What is going on? I always.
As long as you don't call him out, he'll hit you with a baton. He got people out to get him. Remember, they tried to kill him multiple times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. By the way, people, it's apparent we've been just talking whatever for 30 minutes because nothing happened in gaming. Like I got some stories to talk about, but this was a dry fucking week. Like,
I mean, we're like the cusp of Gamescom because Gamescom's coming up soon.
We'll hopefully have something. But again, like I always said, unlike some other podcasts that I will not name, Throwdown doesn't stop because there's no gaming news. We keep it going. You know, right.
Yo,
now
man, we're just showing. You know? There are podcasts that stop doing
it. Yeah, they're like, oh, there's nothing to talk about. We're going to take a break this week. Like what?
Nah, man, you got to keep that shit consistent. Come on, as long as.
Yeah. So yeah, again, you know, not a lot happened this week, but you know. Although we'll address this later, the Discord, our Throwdown Discord, you motherfuckers were going crazy, you know?
Yeah, man, I saw that.
Like, what was going on in there? Somebody said to give me a recap
about that Ninja Turtle movie. That was garbage.
No, they weren't talking about it. They were talking about some other shit. Some potentially. Well, the news is real. It's just it probably shouldn't concern anybody. Anyway, let's move on here. So remember how last week. We talked about how Sony was basically saying that, you know, players may be influenced to get Call of Duty on Xbox because of the exclusivity deal, right? Remember we talked about that. Now Microsoft made a counter statement saying that, you know, they're not breaking any antitrust things or whatever, all this other stuff, you know. So by the way, this kind of a preview of some other Microsoft versus Sony thing, you know. So I don't know if you guys saw that. I don't know if that's what people.
I saw the one about that they're paying publishers not to put games on Game Pass. Is that the one you're talking about?
So this is what Microsoft, I'm reading this from Windows Central. Microsoft states that Sony, being the market leader, is pushing back against the increase in competition that the acquisition would provide and does not want subscription services like Xbox Game Pass to, quote unquote, threaten its dominance, pointing to how Sony pays other gaming companies for blocking rights in order to prevent games from coming to Xbox Game Pass. That's another story we're going to talk about. So, you know, basically, it seems like Microsoft is just going, yeah, these guys are just being bitches right now. You know, they're the leader. What are they worried about? You know?
Well, this is why I was surprised that when I read that, because I was like, well, Destiny is still on Xbox. It was pulled down for a little bit, but it came back. They could just pull it all together if they want to be like, this is ours. We own this shit.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get this right. Is Sony just bitching, saying that this acquisition is going to threaten their dominance?
No.
Is that right?
No. As we talked about last week, basically Sony is saying that because Call of Duty is, you know, or Activision rather, is owned by Microsoft, that it will influence people to get the game on Xbox rather than on PlayStation. That's what Sony
says. Yeah. But this part, like, who said it would threaten their dominance?
Oh, that's what Microsoft says. Microsoft feels that Sony feels threatened.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I mean, how is this a discussion? Like, this is all thinly veiled tap dancing around trying not to, like, piss off the entire industry and like, set off some sort of monopoly thing that's going to cause it not to happen. But, like, dude, they bought Call of Duty. Did you just think they just felt like giving somebody else some money? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about this. This is not... It's not going to remain multi-plat forever. There's an exclusivity brewing, probably not now, probably not right away, but eventually, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, what I found interesting is that Microsoft acknowledged that Sony's the market leader. Kind of interesting there, you know.
I mean, is that
it's true?
Yeah. No, it's not incorrect.
They're not lying. I mean, you can't avoid it. It's not like it's by a little bit. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's very obvious. So. But I thought it was all connected to them. Where did that report come about them paying? I don't believe that Sony would do that. Just
okay, you know, we're gonna combine stories.
Yeah.
Here. So some Brazilian court, you know, this happened in some Brazilian court. Basically, Microsoft claims that Sony is paying the competition to not put games on Xbox Game Pass. That's an actual thing happening in Brazil.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's maybe some lawyer is like getting uppity or whatever, you know, because I'm like, Sony doesn't have as much money as Microsoft. So,
yeah, that's why I was like, that's a lot.
But the claim was made. It's in a court. Granted, it's a Brazilian court, but it's an actual legal thing now, you know, and that's what Microsoft's statement right here kind of alludes to, you know.
And I don't know how that specifically affects Game Pass, you know, worldwide. Does, you know, for example, if they're blocking the exclusivity of a game on Game Pass in Brazil, does it affect it in the US or anywhere else in North America?
No, it's just per country, right?
Yeah, because you'll be surprised when you see some of these. Like before, I don't think they posted anymore like that, but on their site, they used to say certain sales, and then they're like, oh, this is only in this area and this market, and the singles are Game Pass. Some of the games will be on our system, but they're, or we said PlayStation Plus. This is one I sold a lot. People had certain games in the UK on different deals and stuff, and we didn't have that here. And they were like, yeah, no, they got special pricings and certain games part of there. Remember, well, we say the games of the week or whatever it's called, the games of the month. It's different in all markets. It's not the same.
Well, it seems funny that the whole hoopla is over Brazil, which I don't think is anywhere near as close of a big of a market as
the fucking Sega Genesis is still like number one down there. You know, like that's why I kind of found what was happening in the Discord like a little silly. Like, you guys are arguing about some bullshit that happened in Brazil. You know, like
it probably made big, you know, but it probably made big noise over in Brazil. It's, maybe that's the big thing they're talking about. So,
yeah. Real quick. Hold on. Further discussing Xbox Game Pass, Microsoft states that Sony's claims of Call of Duty being essential are contradictory. As up until now, there have been no Activision Blizzard games included in Xbox Game Pass, which was first introduced in 2017. Since then, the service has grown to 25 million subscribers as of 2022, something that Microsoft notes did not require Activision Call of Duty, blah, blah, blah. By the way, I just realized this was written by my homie Samuel Tolbert. Shout out to him. You know, but yeah, it's Microsoft's talking some bullshit though, because yeah, that's the case. Like Xbox Game Pass grew without Call of Duty and all that, but they're gonna put Call of Duty on that shit.
Well, yeah, because it's never been on. Oh,
you know,
they're saying that Call of Duty isn't essential to their success because they've been successful without Call of Duty.
Yeah, because remember, yeah, Microsoft made that weird statement last week. It's like, eh, they're not must-have titles. Weird flex, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I don't know, you know, where sort of that line goes through, because think about it. I mean, aren't they doing, can't they say that about Destiny? You know, the new Destiny? It's like, well, you know, I'm filing a report because Sony bought, you know, the exclusive rights to Destiny by acquiring Bungie, so now it can't be on Game Pass. So that could be like that's kind of like the type of business that they've been running. I mean, Microsoft has bought all of these different developers, like the Bethesdas and Activisions of the world, and some of their games are due to be exclusive. So can that be something that Sony's going to bitch about? I don't know.
It's interesting because it's like, you know, because of that whole, like, they have, you know, both companies are guilty of controlling information, right? Where they make those deals where they're the only console that's seen with the advertisement for a specific game. How many times for years have people been saying, oh, you know, like when Microsoft back in the day was considered the one for Call of Duty, everybody was like, oh, well, I wish I could play it on PlayStation 3, or when it got flipped around and then PlayStation had the exclusive deal with Activision and all you saw was ads for with PlayStation logos on them. So how this is almost no different than what was being done before. The only difference is now that they own the company that makes the game. And they, you know, they have a subscription service.
Yeah, pretty much. But again, yeah. By the way, real quick, just to acknowledge, obviously you guys in the Discord chat were going crazy, but you kept it respectful. So I like that. Nothing wrong with spirited debate. Keep it going. Although I still do feel that this specific topic was not worth the energy. Because again, it's some fucking asshole in Brazil, fucking lawyer. That's why I'm like, guys.
It was a PlayStation lawyer from Brazil. I mean, I feel like maybe they feel that this is a dangerous situation, that, you know, because it now staples Microsoft as the place to play to play the Call of Duty games.
Yeah, I get it, but it's still stupid, you know? It's dumb. Also, real quick, because I'm blending all these stories together now. This year, remember, you know, the deal hasn't really finalized yet. Call of Duty is still going to have exclusive content on PlayStation because that deal is still ongoing, obviously.
Yeah, they're not going to, all those deals aren't going to go out the window. They're going to all, you know, however long the deal is that they have with Activision, the acquisition doesn't void any of that stuff out of
exactly.
The way.
Yeah, acquiring a studio also means you're acquiring all the contractual agreements that studio has made.
Yep.
Yes, which is part of the, which is what they say is what the rumor is why they haven't made a new X-Men team is because 20th Century Fox they have a contract with all the actors that were in the previous movies to have them for a certain amount of time. So the idea is that they're waiting for the contracts to run out so that they could recast everybody.
Yeah, but not to get too off topic, but you know, contractual craziness is the reason Prey was on Hulu and not in theaters, because if it had gone to theaters, it would have ended up on HBO Max, and Disney didn't want that. You know, kind of interesting. Yeah, because basically the contract is like any movie made before the Disney buyout or whatever, right? Something like that. Carlos, you could probably give me more information on this. Like any other movie made before 2020, that's what I understand. Automatically goes to HBO Max if it's released in theaters, right? So Disney was like, okay, if we just put it on Hulu, you know, when did Disney buy Fox? It was around that time, right? 2019, 2020.
Yeah, 2019, 2020.
Yeah, so that's why the movie is not, you know, in theaters. By the way, go check out our spoiler cast on it. You know, me, Carlos, and Chris over on The Coalition, you know, with a K. But yeah, all this stuff is kind of interesting, the clapback between these two companies. But it seems like it's the Brazilian side going crazy. I'm just going to say that I don't give a fuck. If this happened in an American court, then we'd be talking about this more seriously. But or a British court, cool, you know. But Brazilians, we love Brazilians, but you know, come on now, bro, come on now. You know,
I think in general, also the other thing about the Brazil is that as I remember, PlayStation is doing quite well for them over there. So I don't know what Microsoft's presence is over there. So maybe that's what the fear is too. Maybe they don't have the infrastructure for these sorts of things. So then maybe that's what's putting the fear of God in them. You know, like, oh shit, what are we gonna do? You know, if the people don't, you know, buy them here and this thing's expensive, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting stuff.
One thing. Just small
one more thing.
Tony, if
I could say something.
Don't be surprised if somehow this ends up blowing up to something even bigger, and leading to the inevitability of, for example, Call of Duty being exclusive to Game Pass. Because sometimes when you want to start a fire, you got to start, you know, small and then do little chunks. And if this whole Brazil story, it's like you got lawyers fighting this stuff, and it's like somehow, oh, eventually it's going to the EU or something, or the UK, and then it becomes this bigger thing, and then now they got an excuse, oh well, because of all of this bullshit that Sony's doing, Call of Duty has to be, you know, we're making it exclusive because they're not playing nice, because this whole political thing. But you know, in reality, they would want to do that, you know.
The only thing I can see, at least when it comes to wordplay and all that, is like what you're talking about, all exclusive content. Well, what is that content? If it's just like, hey, we're going to give some content and that was part of the deal. All right, well, then on the other hand, they could say, well, they don't really know what it is. It could be anything. Let's just give you a few skins or something. And there you go. Take it. So we'll see. Because right now, remember, all the maps and stuff, that's a thing of the past. They don't charge for any of that stuff. It's all about the battle pass. So I don't know what exclusive content. And before, it was map packs. You know, you get these map packs for a full year and you can't get them on Xbox. But that's a thing of the past. They don't do that anymore.
So. Oh, no. Just imagine, I mean, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 or whatever, whichever next one's coming up. Imagine that just exclusive to Xbox Game Pass.
Oh,
that's a big, that's a big deal.
Definitely can, because like what we talked about last time, these are all separate franchises. Call of Duty has a bunch of different parts of it. So it's not just all of them. They could say, oh, no, you have one of the Call of Duties, but we got three others. So you'll get, you know, the Vanguard series if we keep going with that, and we'll get Modern Warfare and we'll keep going with that, or maybe we'll give you the Black Ops or something.
We'll give you the Advanced Warfighters.
Yeah, there you go. We'll make up some other bullshit and we'll give you that. There you go. So you'll definitely have a Call of Duty. You want the Lego one? Because we got a Lego deal coming. They would never do that because of the guns. But I think they look past that now, right? Lego don't give a shit about guns. I think they still do guns.
I don't remember many gun games for it, but you know, laser gun. If they just turn them to lasers, it's fine.
Maybe if they did the laser, yeah.
Kind of like G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
What's up?
Oh.
This is completely off topic.
Uh oh, what'd they do, Ray?
Some stupid TikTokers trying to cancel Metallica.
What?
Because Metallica's racist. 2022, people. So that's 22. You never heard of this band until that fucking show had a riff from the one of their songs, and now you want to cancel them. Okay.
What show?
The Stranger Things. Yeah.
I'll give you a prediction. Metallica is never going to be canceled.
They're not going to be canceled.
No, yeah. They're not going to get touched.
Yeah. Oh no, don't worry about it. The person in question is getting roasted. You know, TikTok is a fucking disease. Anyway,
I don't watch any of those things.
Yeah, no, because you're an adult. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on here. All right, we actually just cranked through the first three stories. We definitely combined them as professionals do.
And I want deep dish pizza now, man. Damn.
Yo, man, get some deep dish.
Well, you got to get Uno's when you left. You got a Uno's?
Uno's. Uno's is not the best.
But that close enough. That's a Chicago.
Uno's was all right, you know?
Yeah.
I've been to Uno's, but you know, for a franchise chain, it's not too bad.
I mean, I would take that over Domino's, and Domino's is a deep dish.
Oh, yeah. That goes without saying.
But you got to think of how many actually make deep dish. Not a lot of outlets go with the deep dish.
Yeah.
You know, or the AKA, the Sicilian.
the Sicilian. Oh, man. Sicilian slice would be nice right now. You know,
A corner.
Sicilian Yo, that the pizza we had, Tony.
Oh, got to have the corner. Got to have the corner, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Oregano.
Yeah. It would happen, Carlo. Yeah, that little Illy spot on 45th. Yeah, man.
A lot of sugar in that place.
That place is good, man.
You're talking me in Spanish? That's what's up, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. You know? Carlos, did you just speak Spanish half the time when you were up here?
that's a funny thing. Like, I think I spoke Spanish probably 25% of my time, which is still a lot, you know, considering everything. But yeah, man. Especially when I went to Queens. Every time I went to Queens, I spoke Spanish.
Oh, that's all you need to speak.
Oh, never mind.
Shit, in some neighborhoods, that'll save your life.
Well, yeah. Actually, let me take that back. Probably 50% of the time, because some of the homies that I hang up with are Spanish speakers.
Yeah, see, I told you, come to New York, man. That's how
it
is.
Not to mention the couple of words me and Tony would spit in Spanish.
You know? That's how it is. Can't let the fucking white people know what we're talking about.
You gotta keep it on the low.
You know, it's all between me, you, and the pizza guy, you know? That's what I love about New York, man. You go to an Italian restaurant, it's motherfucking Mexicans making
it. It's all Mexicans, yeah. it's so many pizza joints that have just Mexicans.
It's just Mexicans, you know. But the motherfuckers know what they're doing, you know.
Oh, it's either that or it's that Italian spot with an Italian guy at the head that talks to everyone, and then
that was a pizza spot that I went to, and it was a long line, and there was a guy in the line who made that comment. He's like, "How Italian is this pizza? I see nothing but a bunch of Mexicans."
Well, no, that's from the Rocky movie, by the way.
No, because this guy got pissed. And then he said, "Well, it's my mom's recipe. That so it doesn't matter who's making it. It's the ingredients. It's included." And then they were like, "All right, whatever," because he's trying to get nasty about it.
Yeah, shout out to the Mexicans, man. Oh man, good stuff. All right, moving on here. Okay, so we're still sticking with Game Pass. So apparently, some non-Xbox Game Pass games are coming to Xbox Cloud Gaming. Very interesting, right? Games like Elden Ring. Are supposedly going to be coming to the service, but this isn't official yet. It was kind of like a
slip-up. What are you talking about? But the things going cloud?
Yeah, like, you know how there's games on Game Pass and stuff. There are some games that are not on Game Pass, but apparently some games like Elden Ring, which are not on Game Pass at the moment, you'll be able to stream them on Game Pass via the cloud. You know, the cloud service part of Game Pass?
Yeah,
which is pretty dope. You know, GTA 5 is another one
that's it. I feel like, no, wait, you sure about this? Because all the games that they've had are all on the Game Pass, but then not all of them will support the cloud. It's reversed.
Yeah.
And by the way, for example, EA has been, almost all the EA Access games were all just, you had to install it. And just within the past few months now, you'll see a lot of them now have the cloud option.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're moving them over to the cloud.
Yeah, remember, this isn't official. Basically, what happened is the games were listed, and they had that little cloud logo, Adam, you were just talking about.
Yeah.
So like, oh, shit, we'll be able to play these on cloud. You know, it got fixed, quote-unquote fixed, and then Microsoft came out, and they said, we're aware of a bug that incorrectly displayed some titles as available with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. We've rolled out a fix, and this is now updated. Yeah. But the reason we're talking about this is because this had already been rumored for a while, you know, from earlier this year, that this feature was coming, you know, so at least people to go, oh, it may be coming sooner than later.
Well, it's not even a feature then. I mean, the game's not on Game Pass. So it would be the game has to come on Game Pass. There's no such thing as games on Game Pass only available through the cloud.
Yeah. So it could be a precursor to that.
Yeah. Do you know how much money they probably
Or it could just then only be a glitch. It could be that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that game is still top price. You see all the sales and stuff. I don't think I've ever seen that one yet because people are still buying it. To throw it on Game Pass.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to err on the side of this being just a genuine glitch, right? But it is interesting because, remember, this was a rumor. We didn't really talk about it on Throwdown because, most of the time we kind of just dismissed that stuff. This was a rumor that was going around earlier this year. It's like that you're going to be able to play non-Xbox Game Pass games on Game Pass via the cloud. And then this happened, so people are like, oh, shit, you know? Kind of interesting.
Xbox Game Pass. That would be completely new service then, if that was the case, because that's not how Game Pass works. Remember, if you go to launch the cloud system, it says beta. Yeah. It still says beta. So the only way to get access to that is to be an Ultimate Game Pass member.
Yeah.
So to take that out, that means what you're launching it separate. That's another tier system.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, this seems to be resolved, but it did, add to some craziness. And obviously, like I said, not a lot happened this week, so we got to fill up time with some.
Did you mention that not only Elden Ring was in that rumor?
Yeah, Elden Ring and GTA 5.
Yeah. So it's interesting. GTA 5
That was on Game Pass before.
Really? Was it?
Yeah.
GTA 5?
GTA 5 was on it, just like a Red Dead Redemption 2. They were both on there.
What?
Yeah. A while ago, like a year ago.
What?
I played it
on Game Pass.
Look, I'll bring up the list.
Yeah, please do. I'm like, hold on a second.
This would have been big news on Throwdown.
Yeah, this would have been, not a figure topic, but it'd be big news.
And then it was only for like a month or two. It didn't last long.
Maybe that's why.
Red Dead Redemption 2 on Game Pass.
GTA 5. Let me look for that.
Where are the news stories? Where are the news stories?
Yeah, even if it's like old news and shit. Oh, check it out. February 2022, GTA 5 comes to Xbox Game Pass.
Told you.
Wait, no, but Adam said like...
And Red Dead.
But it says it's coming. It didn't come out.
It already happened a while ago.
But Tony said this was from February 2022.
Yeah, what the fuck article am I reading right now? So this is from HT Tech. What I'm going to say right now is going to sound fucked up. I'm not going to say it. It's from another country. I'll just leave it at that.
Because it's hard to find because I have to find an old Major Nelson postings because that's when they post all the.
Yeah, I think we would have talked about.
We did talk about it.
I don't know, man.
Adam, was this? Maybe this was in a different part of the simulation because.
Yeah, Adam sometimes remembers shit wrong, so
because I would have remembered this. This would have been big news. I would have downloaded it on my Xbox.
Huge.
It would have been huge. But Adam, it would have been huge news because if it was on Game Pass, then people would be mad that it'd be off of Game Pass because it's obviously not in there right now.
Here we go. This is it. I'll post this in the chat. And it says the date that it left.
Let me see.
So this is from Inverse. This is an actual reputable place.
Yes, I've actually worked for them.
On August 8th, 2021, GTA 5 will leave Xbox Game Pass.
Wow. And Red Dead Online here.
Yep.
Interesting. Oh, Red Dead Online. Okay. Yeah, I mean, but you're technically right, so.
Yeah, there you go. Good stuff. I apologize to you, sir.
I'm issuing my apology.
I want in writing.
Send a text, to his P.O. box and shit,
Yeah, but no, it was a big deal when it did pop up because, holy shit, it's on there. But it didn't last as long as the other ones. Most of these games last at least 4 or 5 months.
Imagine if we go back to the May episodes of Throwdown, we actually talk about this and we all forgot.
We did talk about it because we were talking about big games coming. And I think you blew it off. You're like, but that's an old game, man. That's not a new game. That's an old game. So what?
This was last year.
That's like something I would say.
Yeah, you blew it off. And he's like, what's the big deal? These are old games, but they are old games. They don't got new games. Yeah. No one cares about these.
That sounds like something I would say.
That's it.
These old games.
These old games are new games over here. Please. Why am I talking more New Yorker?
Hey, where's these new games? Hey, what are you going talking about?
Hey, what are you talking about? They got no new games on this Xbox. Anyway.
I can't believe I don't remember this.
I don't remember it either. Right,
then I found
Bison, it was Tuesday.
It really was. I was thinking about that the other day, you know.
The day Bison came to your town, it was the greatest day in your life. But for me, it was Tuesday.
Actually, no, it wasn't it like the day your father died was the most tragic day of your life. For me, it was Tuesday.
See, he didn't say he didn't say that. He just said he came to them. He didn't say he was talking about the after that he said the she said you killed my father or whatever.
See, there's another one. Then this one also says it. This one, Red Dead Redemption 2, did come to Game Pass, and it gives a date.
I guess it was just a blip.
It wasn't just online. It was all of it. Because I remember when it happened, I was like, oh, this is great. But they didn't last long. It must have been maybe 2 months or so.
Damn.
That's it. But they probably paid out the wazoo just to get those.
All right. And the last story of the night. Don't worry, we will be talking about games we've been playing. Okay, so PlayStation launches a PlayStation on PC website. Very interesting. Like, if you guys were worried about, like, or questioned whether Sony was making a push for a PC, there you go. You know, it's coming. Although, the image they showed of this laptop, I'm looking at the laptop, like, what the fuck kind of laptop is that? It looks like some, like, cheap shit you buy at Best Buy, you know?
When I saw that, I got
Look at the size of those bezels. Like, what the fuck?
But Tony, are you nervous now? Are you nervous?
For what? Hold on, Adam. Wait.
You nervous?
I'm not nervous at all. I love having PlayStation games on my PC, you know? But
the whole thing is that I don't need another launcher, and I don't want them to say we're pulling shit from Steam just to go on their fucking own launcher.
Is this a launcher? I thought this was just saying, hey, these are the games coming to PC.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what my fear is that they will go the next step, which is usually the next step.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I like where everything is right now. So
I'm on the other end. I'm going to say yes, because I want my fucking trophies, you know? So if this launcher has like cross compatibility with like PlayStation and I get all my trophies, fuck yeah. Like, give me another launcher. I'm down with that. As long as I can play the shit on my Steam Deck though.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying, Adam? Wouldn't you like that? Your trophies?
Well, I already get all that. Because
I'm playing Spider-Man right now. There's no trophies. It's just
that's their own fault. Their own fault. Because the Microsoft one, you can sign into your Xbox and then it syncs. They should do that for their PlayStation games.
You're on a Microsoft machine logging onto a Microsoft console. It makes sense.
No. That's not how it works. Because it's on Steam. It's a private system. It's a private application.
No,
When you sign in to your Microsoft games.
Oh, you're talking about Xbox games on it. Okay.
What I'm saying is with God of War, that's already there. That's on Steam. It should have that option to sync with your account. If you have a Sony
That'd
account.
Be nice.
So then now once you sign in, then it can say boop, and then it recognizes. Because that's one of the cool things that the Microsoft one does. It'll sync them. It'll connect.
Yeah. J-Shep goes, Tony, will Sony go day and date on Steam Deck? You mean day and date on PC? Maybe, you know? And here's the thing. Sony obviously says it's not going to happen, right? So take that how you will. But again, I wouldn't be against it because I'm like, here's the thing. You're still going to get the games on PlayStation anyway, right? But again, I would not worry about that happening in the foreseeable future, so... Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't see that happening currently. I think the current business model that they have is like once the game has run its course, then release it on the PC. Yeah. Seems to work out pretty damn well.
I said this before. The games you're going to be getting for the immediate future are PS4 games, right? That's what you're going to be getting. PS5 games, maybe you'll get them at the tail end of the generation, like Bane said, after they kind of ran their course. Horizon Forbidden West is going to be coming to PC. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, that's going to be coming.
Horizon's already there.
But I'll tell you this, though. Horizon Forbidden West, Manny, sorry to cut you off. Currently, back again, number one spot in UK. That shit is not going to be going to PC anytime soon. They're still making money off of it. You know, but once that thing dries up,
Once it dries up, you're going to see a PC release. Like right now, Miles, you know, Spider-Man, you know, remastered, and Miles Morales have sort of run their course. Those are coming.
Miles Morales, yeah, Miles Morales is coming later on. Yeah,
yeah, but those are definitely, yeah, it's.
Is that a remaster or whatever the bullshit Last of Us that they
Fergus Mill says what PS5 games?
That's what I said. Well, I figured you had some inside dirt, so I was like, oh, I'll just let him go with that. But the Last of Us, isn't that one also coming? The new one? Director's remaster or whatever. Aren't they making a PC version of that
Not that I know of, unless
it's
I'm
just a console. It's a console.
Yeah, it's just a console for now.
That's an old ass game they could dump on a PC. That Uncharted 4 or the Uncharted collection in general. Remember they did the 1, 2, 3? Dump that. There's a bunch of games they could dump on the PC and for the first time.
Oh yeah. So you know, so those games will be coming. The Uncharted game collection, was it Uncharted 4
and Legacy? Uncharted all that shit, they can bring those over.
So yeah, I'm down with it, you know, because I know there's still some salty fanboys that
You know what? Like one thing there's a lot of things that this stuff will do, you know, as far as preservation and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, preservation's good stuff.
So I mean, I think it's fine. I'm not like angry that these things are happening.
Anger.
Yeah. You know, what's to be mad about? I don't know, man.
It's just what people do.
It's like, here's the thing. Like, obviously, you want to have that idea that those things are going to be, you know, people like that idea of exclusivity or guests like that. But you got to realize all these things that are out right now are all pretty much the same goddamn architecture. You know, it's not, I'm sure it's not that much for them to do to put a Spider-Man or any of those other games onto the thing, you know?
Yeah. And guess what happened? Spider-Man is already selling like gangbusters, pre-orders and everything. Big surprise there, you know.
People are hungry for that
Spider-Man. Now, how much is that game by the 60. Way?
44 bucks if you go to CD.
Well, yeah, that is, you know.
You don't have to pay the
full price. So it's old. It's old PlayStation prices then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like Adam said, on PC you don't always have to pay the full price.
There's all these sites you can have always bargaining. Green Man Games has it also on sale, and it's legit sites you can just go to. I think Humble Bundle also has it.
Oh really? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they're all dumping it on sale because people are like, how are they doing it? Well, they take a hit somewhere else. The whole point is to get your business.
Yeah.
They figure if they bring you in the door, you'll buy some other shit. So it's not that it's illegal or anything. They're going to take the loss on that game, but they're hoping to make it back by you buying other shit. So when you go to check out, like, hey, we got these other you got these Batman games? Look, I'm $5 right now. $5, Dark Knight, Ultimate Edition. Oh, you want Injustice? We got that too. You know, they want to, you know, pull you in, but they need to sweeten something, man. They put some cookies in front of you. Hmm. And that cookie right now is Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, you're right. By the way, update your, NVIDIA drivers for Spider-Man. The update just came out tonight. By the way, Jay Shep wanted to know my thoughts on Spider-Man. Okay, so what I did was, for Tom Scott, we don't re-review shit, right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to do something different. Now, when I play God of War on PC, I just did an opinion on why I want more games, you know, placing games on PC. But with Spider-Man, I'm like, ooh, I got a Steam Deck. Let me center my opinion piece on that. Instead of just going, hey, here's what was on PC. I'm like, what is this game like on Steam Deck? It's fucking awesome. You know, I compare the experience to the PlayStation 4 Pro, frame rate wise, performance wise. It stays between 30 and 40 frames. Sometimes it jumps to 60, during certain things, especially during cutscenes and stuff. Runs super smooth. The controls feel great. I have no complaints. It looks really good on that screen. Even though it's a smaller screen, obviously, you're still able to see all the detail and everything. Thankfully, Spider-Man never had like super small text. Everything reads correctly. Like, but remember, you can't even read that shit. It's so fucking
smart. But what you do is you hold left bumper and then the Steam button, and it zooms. It does the magnifier, and you use the thumbstick to move around.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. I've never
used that, but that's cool. You just press in the left bumper and Steam button, and then a magnifier pops up, and then you navigate with the right stick, and then you let go, and then it pops out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fergus, yeah. Like, this has support for, like, super ultra wide, like basically across three screens. I don't know the aspect effect, 32:9 or something, like ridiculous, you know. But you get that option, and obviously on PC, butter, you know, 4K, all that good stuff. It's great. It's a great port, man. Nixies, they did their thing. They're the company that Sony bought, right, recently, you know, for their PC ports.
Is that the Canadian peoples?
I'm not sure where they're from. But good stuff. I haven't seen I'm assuming Digital Foundry did a technical breakdown on this, so I'll have to check that out.
I don't think they've done one yet, but they have one for I don't know, Edith Finch that just showed up on there. Oh, so it might be coming soon.
But yeah, no, Spider-Man dope on PC and especially on Steam Deck. Again, it's just amazing, pun intended. Yeah. To me, I'm like, how is this running on this fucking little machine?
It's got power, man. It's got power. It's
no great hitches, device. Adam. No hitches in this shit. It just runs like it's supposed to. It's crazy.
It makes me happy.
You know, so yeah, go check it out. But Mighty Nerd, what's going on? He goes, the Deal Field Chronicle came out. Manny, all I know about Deal Field, it has the name Dio in it. I think it's an RPG. Go play some games, man.
He's average? He got a game. I want the Geezer game. Let's get Geezer.
Yeah, Geezer Butler.
Yeah. Okay. Someone save me.
Oh, man. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I've been playing, some Spider-Man. Well, actually, man, remember how Torrance called himself a gaming connoisseur?
Have you become Torrance?
I've been dabbling. I haven't been like full on. It's like 5 minutes here, 2 minutes here, you know?
Soon you'll be quitting the game industry.
I already did. I'm not even a game journalist anymore.
I know. Oh, wait. You know? Officially, you are. You did quit the game industry.
Yeah,
the
even
game
though. You know, I don't know how well you guys can see this shit.
I see something that looks like Jurassic Park there.
Jurassic Park, Gradius 3, Final Fight. Donkey Kong Country, Contra 3. I've been playing a bunch of emulated shit, and it's awesome. You know, Mega Man X. By the way, I love how I saw this screen of Predator. It doesn't read well here. I was like, oh, "That's Capcom. That's Capcom ass art." You know, even though this is not the Capcom game, it's just the box art is wrong. But this is for who is that? Bengus or Aki?
It's probably Bengus.
Probably Bengus, yeah. So I guess but it's the wrong poster. But no, it's been fucking awesome. Steam Deck is magic, man. It's life. As a matter of fact, I think to me it's the spiritual successor of Vita. You know, like, especially more than that. You know why? Especially because think about it. I joked about this before, right? But I think I'm going to be serious. This thing's going to have more PlayStation first party games than the Vita did.
if it doesn't already,
it already has. Versions. That's the other thing. Like, I always tell people, because they were like, I forgot who I was talking to, and I was playing FIFA on there, Madden, and doing all this stuff. And they were like, yeah, well, you know, FIFA and all these other games, you can play it on the Switch. I'm like, yeah, but those are all the compressed.
Yeah, compressed. You don't want that shit.
13 gigs. This version of NBA 2K22 is 100 gigs that I have. This is the official version in all its beauty and glory. That's the beauty of it. We're getting that same experience from the console in our hands. It's not a dumbed down version. It's not getting, we had to cut this out to fit. We had to cut the shape. No. It's all there. And that's what I like. That's what I like.
Yeah. Awesome. So Adam, what have you been playing on Steam Deck lately? We should just call it that. What have you been playing on Steam Deck lately, you know?
And one of the cool things is it shows a little clocks and it shows you how long you've been playing everything. But playing FIFA 22 on there, been playing my Madden on there, Titanfall 2 on there, One Finger Death Punch, spending a lot of time on that. That game is so crazy, man. So crazy. My guy's doing all these twirls and stuff. I got all these new moves, the nines and stabbing, chopping heads and stuff. Love that one. I tried to play Bionic Commando. That one is the only game out of all the stuff I've dumped on this damn thing, and I put a lot of things on this thing. Bionic Commando, which is on Steam, not the Remduck one, but the first one when they did the comeback, it doesn't work. It just crashes. So I gotta figure something out. Maybe something's up with the Proton for that game. But it said it right off the bat, like, this will not work, and I find it crazy. Bionic Commando, really? Out of all these other games? Because it's a Capcom game. I've been playing Street Fighter 5 Champions Edition. That works. Have no issues. Run smooth as butter. Been playing that one on there. Been playing a lot of emulators. Mm. A certain kart racing emulators. I love it. It looks great. And what else? I've been playing some more. There was something else I was playing on there. Oh yeah, God of War and Days Gone.
Boy.
And also, so like what you were to them, that's what I do. People are like, how do you find time? Well, I play a little bit, and then when I start getting a little frustrated, I just save, boom, back out, go to something else, play a little bit, boom, back out, go to something else, and I keep cycling through. Choom, choom, choom. Eventually, some of the ones get finished, or I get bored, and they jump off the list, and something else piles on, and you keep that in the cycle.
Look at this shit. Like, how is this? I'm Spider-Man, you know?
You're Spider-Man. You look like Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know.
He's the man with the plans.
He's the Spider-Man's. Manny, have you had a chance to play anything?
Well, like I said, I've got the platinum trophy in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice. Finally,
did you do remote? Were you remoting from your Vita to your PlayStation?
Oh, no. I did it on, during the week. I've just been slowly but surely, chipping away at it. Really, it was like the last trophy I needed to get was I needed to do one of those specific guardian actions to a specific
those are my last one.
One of them is I thought was one that, because there's a duplicate monster later on in the game that's almost exactly like one that you fight earlier when you're on that planet where Lady Hellbender is.
Mm-hmm.
But no, if you do that same move with that creature, you can't get the trophy. So I just went back and I went up.
Is it the Drax one or the Gru one? Those are the two I'm missing. The Drax and the Gru.
No, yeah, the Drax one is the one I'm missing. The Gru one, you can only do that later on. There was a certain character you got to do it on. That he does.
It was those weird creatures.
It was the monsters that run at you. Those guys. You gotta. So what I would suggest if you're gonna do that section is just go to the chapter select. Even though it doesn't save, it's you can still earn trophies and stuff there. So there's about three or four of those things that show up that run at you. So what you just keep on doing is just keep resetting the checkpoint at that area just so that and just kind of hang out near Groot and just chip away at the energy before he does the move. You have no control of when they do it. Anyway, yeah, so I managed to get the Groot one, and then I managed to get the Drax one, and then the trophy pop. And I managed to, essentially avert a catastrophe with the collecting all of the items and stuff. I think I told this story before. So now I am open to playing a new game. Now, here's something interesting. I may end up going back. There is going back to PS3 for one game, because I never knew about this game. It's called
Metal Gear.
No, it's a game. It's a game by Capcom, right? But what it is okay. So you remember Lost Planet used to be exclusive to Xbox.
I think it was just the first one, Lost Planet 1. That was a launch.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And because it seemed like all of them, I think Lost Planet 3. Let me look that up. Lost Planet.
Lost Planet 3 was the multiplayer one.
And you can maybe I thought that was 2.
The co-op one, because I think 3 was the last one.
They actually made a spin-off game, spin-off Lost Planet game that was only in Japan. And the style of the game is totally different than the normal Lost Planet. It looks like an anime game. So I'm like, this game actually looks fun. So I ordered it off of eBay for like $15, and I'm going to play that game and see how it is. Because I remember the Lost Planet control, the shooting controls in those games weren't bad. So it's like now it's a game that actually has a style as opposed to being blue or gray.
Yeah.
Like, generic guy shooting shit game. So I can't remember the name of the game. Let me just look that up real quick.
Yo, man, I'm playing the Wily Wars, man. This is crazy.
Yo, man, you Wily? You getting Wily?
This version kind of bugged me because it was actually slower than it should be.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that game.
Yeah, like even the music is slow, you know?
Yeah, I remember they fixed it when they redid it. It's called EX Troopers, kind of a generic sort of name, but it has I think they got the artist from Gurren Lagann to do the designs on the game. So all the characters look like, Gurren Lagann like sort of characters. So, I'm going to check it out and see how it is. It's got nice artwork, kind of a fun looking stylized game, so I figured I'd make that the next game. Also, but that game hasn't shipped yet, so we'll find out when it comes in. But the other one is like, so I'm in that sort of space where I want to play something, but I don't want to play anything long. So I was thinking, Little Nightmares just got recently put onto the PlayStation Plus store, so maybe I'll play that. That one I remember is not being a really, really long game. So it's sort of open.
Good stuff. By the way, man, where was Wily Wars Remastered? It was never, I don't believe it was.
As I remember, they put it out again.
On where?
I can't remember, but
it's not in any of the Mega Man collections.
I could have sworn they re-put that one out again, but maybe I could be wrong.
Yeah.
It could be that the guys in the emulation space essentially fixed the game.
That's probably what it is. Yeah, interesting thing about Wily Wars, that game was released exclusively to the Sega Network. Sega, Brett, what's the name of it?
Sega Channel.
And that game was exclusive. Like, you know, motherfuckers want to talk about Xbox Game Pass. That was the Xbox Game Pass of the day, you know? Good stuff. All right, Carlos, have you been playing anything?
Yeah. I played a little bit of Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky SC, so that's the second chapter. Shout out to Riku.
Take care, Jason.
Man. Yep. Later, man. It's hard to get back into because I started the game maybe like 2 years ago, a year or 2 years ago, and I played it.
You can't do that with an RPG. You can't.
It was a classic mistake because I beat the first one, right? So I played the first one, I beat it, and then I went straight into the second one, and then I forgot what happened. Something happened, then I just stopped playing. And then I recently, as I got the Steam Deck, I got back into it. But the hard part is just trying to think what the hell is going on. I'm like, so, you know, because I've been wanting to like check out videos and stuff. But it's like, man, I don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
But yeah,
are you going to start it over again?
No. I've been resuming it from where I was.
Okay.
But actually, I'm thinking about it, actually, to be honest.
I think that's the best course to do.
Like, yeah, because I literally have no clue what the hell happened before.
Do you still remember what happened in the first game, though?
Yeah, I still remember that for sure. But man, Steam Deck, like Tony's been mentioning, Steam Deck is pretty special, man. That's what I've always I've been telling the fellas when the Switch was coming out, I just wanted the Switch to be the successor of the Vita. And it never was, but the Steam Deck.
It did. They had a lot of third party games, the big games that we thought would never go. They had Dying Light and stuff, and BioShock, and those
made they were almost gimped. You know?
Yeah. But it was playable. That's the thing.
You had to pay like $50 for them. Here's another thing. I never, since day one, I've been mentioning it on the show. I just was not a fan of the Joy-Cons. And because of the Joy-Cons, like, I ended up playing Switch games on the Switch Pro controller. And then it just gets rid of the purpose of what the Switch is, which is a portable console.
Yeah, yeah. Can't hold it. I hold my Steam Deck all the time. And then with the case, the shell case has an extra grip.
So Adam, explain to me why that, because the Steam Deck is already bulky as hell. So I'm just curious,
the motherfucker. That's why.
So it's only for protection, right?
Yeah. So protection. Like, you don't want any dings on your shit, you know?
I mean, battle scars can't be too.
You want that shit pristine, man.
It's not just that. So it's got extra textures for the grip. So for holding it,
and
it's
got 4K textures.
It feels like like a controller. See, like even on the sides, you got the textures. Over on the lips here, and on the bottom.
I'm about to have everybody mute their shit so I don't do an ASMR right now, you know.
It's for the cords, so it protrudes out, so that way you can't accidentally stick something into any of the ports by accident. See, nice cutouts for what you need for the buttons. If I buttons have their own little covers, you don't have to worry about smashing those buttons. Same thing here, all the ports. But the main part is this.
Adam, you got a screen protector for that shit?
It comes with the thing. I haven't put it on yet.
Nice.
It comes with one, you know, and it's good. And because of that extra texture, then now if you put it down somewhere, you know, you don't have to worry about
it. It slides a little bit. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the sliding. It'll just
feel that icky.
and it won't scratch, and then also it's snug, so it doesn't doesn't come out. For those that are listening, I'm just shaking it upside down with the case, and it fits. And here's the official box.
See, that's the shit I was thinking about. You know,
yeah. So when Adam was telling us about the case on the chat, I was just worried would it still fit?
I wouldn't do it if it didn't. That's on the gate. Yeah, so I'm gonna take it out and put it in something else.
You know, fuck that. You know, that's what one of my problems with those controllers for Switch. Like
I had that problem. Yeah,
you couldn't get them in there. So I had the Hori ones, which is dope. You know, but it's like that couldn't fit in the case.
It doesn't fit in the case. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
So fuck that. You know.
No, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, Steam Deck is life, man. Brett, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
So, how have you been playing anything lately while you've been recovering?
I've been playing Valheim, but other than that,
old game? Because I looked it up.
Brett, have you played it on Steam Deck?
What do you think I've been playing it on?
My man.
No, so Adam, are you
playing the Steam Link? He's using the Steam Link app that's on the TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Because my Android TV had it. I was like, what's he talking about Steam Deck? And it's the Steam Link app.
Yep.
And Valheim came out like, what, 3 years ago or something like that?
It's older than that, though. I'm pretty sure it's older.
No, came out a couple few years ago.
I like how you said it. A couple few years ago.
I
don't know. More than 5, 10. Who counting? You know, it's old.
Nah, it's not. It's not that old a game.
Yeah, I always thought it just
came out not too long ago.
Well, Skyrim, I mean, it did come out for the Switch not too long ago, like 3 years
ago.
That's
what I'm saying. There's always a port. Every other week, there's another port. That shit's on everything. It's on our Steam Deck, too. Whoa. That's the beauty with the Steam Deck for people who don't understand. It's like, you don't have to pay the Nintendo tax. Like we talked about before, it's like, they're like, oh, you got to get them on Steam. No. You can go, there's plenty of Hubble Bubble, Green Man Games, CD Key. There's so many sites out there where you can get keys for the Steam version dirt cheap. It's all legal. You get the keys and then you go on Steam and you redeem them and poof, now they're part of your collection. So you don't have to worry about getting jacked for like a game that's been out for 4 years to pay $60 when on all the other platforms. Like
Nintendo, you know?
Yeah, it's bullshit. Bullshit.
Damn, Final Fantasy VII Remake is $70 on this shit? Hold on. You guys see?
Is it with the retro?
It's
the
Intergrade.
Intergrade?
Fuck. Let me see. You see it's $69.99.
On Steam?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it on his Steam store.
Gate tax?
No, it's Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade. $69.99.
Uh-oh.
Sony. The Intergrade, was it on the Steam store?
Yeah, look, this is on the Steam.
Well, store. It's not Sony. It's actually Square. Square is actually not doing very well right now.
That's true. I know it's not Sony, but basically, companies like, hey, they're selling shit for $70, so will we? You know?
I think
it's hurting, as we talked about last week.
I hear there's rumors that they're looking to sell off more than just the Western studios now.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Yeah, that's crazy shit. Manny, if you have any thoughts on that, go ahead.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, honest,
I'm seeing it. That's cheap. I'm seeing something here is selling for $92.
Adam, they got the beat 'em up bundle, man. I mean, buy this shit.
Oh yeah, I told you to get that.
Like, yeah, because I have it on PlayStation, but it's like $10. Because
we can play that one too.
Yeah, man. You could join too, man. Get a Steam. You got money now.
No, not even. No, he can join because he had Steam on a PC.
That is true. Man, he's not playing on PC. He works all fucking
day. Playing shit on PC. Fuck that shit. What the PC? You mean the work thing?
Yeah, the work thing. It plays more than solitaire. It's got other things.
By the way, is solitaire still coming on the PC?
What happened? Carlos?
Does Solitaire still come on the PCs?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it still does.
And Space Cadet.
What about Minesweeper?
I don't think so anymore.
Nah, I don't know about that.
No one plays that fucking game.
Or was it the pinball game that used to come on
there too? Space Cadet, yeah.
Mm.
Can't go around pinball. Pinball's awesome.
Yeah, Solitaire is like a staple. You gotta have that, you know?
Gotta have that.
Gotta have something.
Yeah. Manny, you didn't see. So I got the Star Wars pinball machine back there.
I saw that. I saw saw the kid playing it.
I turn it on though. It's too bright. You guys just see a bright light because it doesn't come off from the distance. But yeah, it's cool. It has a backlight and the screen, everything like
that. It's a totally digital one, right?
Yeah,
it's
not all digital. All
day.
Mm-hmm. All day.
All day digital. What happened to that guy, man?
I always remember him. R.I.P., man.
R.I.P. Anyway, I think we are done here. Another good episode, you know. Do we have anything to plug?
Not right now. I mean, as far as, there's still some bits of comic book things happening here and there that still have yet to be announced. Oh, actually, here's one. Nubia in the Amazon's hardcover is actually coming out real soon, or is out. I don't know. But I got it in the mail, and looks great. I unfortunately had to leave this book because of just it was a lot for me. So, shout out to the team who, the colorist and the inkers who took over after I had left off the book. I think you guys did a really great job. And Nubia in the Amazon is out or will be out very soon. You can get a nice little hardcover of that.
Yo, shout out to Blitz. This motherfucker shows up as we're doing the outro.
Outro, son.
You know, Adam, do you have anything to plug around here?
Yes, we will. Tales of the Walking Dead is going to air tonight, AMC Plus. So that is, and every year there's 6 episodes and they're all standalone stories. At least that's the way they're advertising. Who knows if maybe at the end they all combine, don't know. But it seems like they're all going to be standalone, Tales of the Walking Dead. So the plan is we will do a show covering episode 1 tomorrow. So if you're into The Walking Dead, check out I Am Negan. That's our podcast. Myself, Richard Bailey Jr., Carlos Romero. And you can find it on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, of course, over at The Coalition with a K. So if you're into The Walking Dead and want to follow it, we're still doing it. And it's funny, too, because it's I check every once in a while. I check the numbers. See, and it's like random episodes. Like people are just looking up whether Walking Dead proper or even World Beyond shit because they didn't want to bother watching it. And it's cool because it just shows that there's people out there still interested, wanting to know what's going on because they probably hear all these spinoffs. This shit isn't dying anytime soon, especially around Comic-Con. The whole panel was there. Norman Reed is crying and stuff, talking about he's walking dead for life and shit. So, that's what he was saying. He was like, I'm going to be part of this even when if I'm no longer on the show. I'm going to be doing all the comms. I'm going to be like the Star Trek guys.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's what made him big. So, that's
exactly cool. That's what I'm saying. He's embraced it. Yeah. He's embraced it. This is it.
Good stuff. Since it's still in the zeitgeist, make sure you go check out our Prey movie cast episode. That's what they're calling it now. Carlos,
I saw that. I saw it. I forgot to tell you that. I saw that.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was good. I liked it. The end line is like a direct
Be careful with spoilers.
No, I'm not saying it, but it's word for word from the original film. And I thought that was kind of cool. But I was expecting the same outcome from that part, and it didn't. But it was still good. It was good.
Yeah, it was all right. But to obviously, better than the last, fucking 20 years worth of Alien films. Predator films and Alien films, too.
I do need some explaining because I didn't understand something. But we'll talk
about that. I'll tell you afterwards.
Quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question. Something just triggered out my brain. You said it's better than the last 20 years of Predator films and Alien films. So I have a question for you.
That's do
you
like this? By the way, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, you said and Alien films.
Yeah, no, but the Alien, you still meant it, right? That was a Freudian slip. But I'll let you keep going with the question.
Do you like Prey more than I'm forgetting the fucking name now. What's the name of the prequel for Aliens? For Aliens.
Xenomorphs?
No. The new ones that came out. I didn't like those. Chris liked them though.
Oh, the Prometheus.
Prometheus.
Yeah. I didn't like
those. Prometheus is
Chris
fucking
did not
terrible.
Like Prometheus.
There was two of them. There's two prequels.
Yeah, I know. I didn't bother the second one.
If I know Chris did not give a shit about those movies.
Oh, no. Manny, remember you and I went to go see Prometheus? We left the theater. It's like, what the fuck was that? Oh, no. I like Prey better. Yeah. Because here's the thing. Prometheus was offensively bad, Prey gave you what you wanted. It's a motherfuckers fighting the Predator. That's it. No subplots or nothing. Just motherfuckers fighting Predator. Cool. Again, I had my issues with the movie, right? But it was okay. It wasn't bad,
Was it better than the Adrian Brody one? Because that one wasn't bad.
I didn't see Predators.
That Brody one is still the best.
You never saw Predators? That wasn't bad.
I skipped
it. No, that's the best one. Compared to the first one, that is awesome.
That one's Robert Rodriguez.
After the Alien versus Predator movies, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You know?
No. This has nothing to do with anything.
The only reason I watched Predators is because it was on fucking Hulu. You know, I would have gone to the theaters to see it.
Predators is good. That's a good one.
Predators was a pretty decent one.
No. Yeah.
Better than that Predator one.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it then. You know, if you guys say it's all right.
Yeah, no,
the Predator was fucking terrible. Predator,
there we go.
Oh, my God. The one with Olivia Munn. That was what a shitty fucking movie.
That's
you know?
Also the one that's doing the time.
Prometheus was better than that. And I hated Prometheus. Oh,
and we can spoil it because that one, no one's watching that shit. And that Predator one, they're making the sequel. And that has the tie-in with the aliens because that has Ripley's daughter in it.
No, they need to stop.
End, I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you trying to tie these two together? It's
fucking stupid. Anyway, go check out the Prey podcast over on the Coalition YouTube and website, Coalition with a K. Very good discussion. It was me, Carlos, Chris, Dana, and my illegitimate son, Joey Polanco. You know, very good podcast. Me, Chris, and Carlos were kind of the same mind. Like, it was, you know, it's all right. You know, those two loved the movie. You know,
They really liked it.
Good mix of opinions. And with that, Throwdown is done for another week. By the way, I forgot who it was. Somebody was like, "Hey, I'm dropping a question for tomorrow." I was like, "That's a Sunday show, bro." Listen, you're free to leave us questions when you want. We are not going to answer them until Sunday. That's just the way it works.
Jay Ship asked a pretty good question
for this this Sunday. So
it may even be the featured question. We shall see. Anyway, Throwdown, Twitch, Twitter, you already know, Discord, Throwdown Show, right? Podcast on the planet, throwdownshow.com to listen to previous episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and you liked what you saw, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live with the premieres. So the premieres are live. We're not going to live. The premieres will live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vail.
Good weekend, everybody.
And Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
All right, people, you already know, Sunday later.
Peace.